the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
What do you think is the best thing you've ever done for someone else, Sam? But honestly, that's a big one. I say this because we are now, it's 5 minutes past nine as we do today's Chitty Chat.
Yeah.
We've just gotten off the phone with a guy, you'll hear it in the show, yep. Who was an IVF donor, gave his sperm, he's 34 years of age, and he's like, you know what, I'm not using them and I don't know how much time I've got. What would be nice is for me to be able to give that to someone else. Three little bubbas, as you said, Sam, walking the planet. Thanks to him.
Yeah, exactly. And just bring a lifetime of happiness.
I don't know if I've done anything that good.
I like to think I've done really beautiful things for my family, but nothing as big as that.
Hey, look, there's one thing. I'm not one to pat myself on the back, but I had a moment.
Pat yourself on the back, that's okay.
But it's more like I had a moment of going, I can't believe I did this. Anyway, so what happened was we were camping in the US. So there's like a little island place. We went. It was me, Taz, my brother, and his wife.
Yep.
So the two couples. So my brother and his wife had also moved to LA for a bit. They were working on the TV show we were doing at the time. So we're just doing a little couples.
Cute.
Time away. Rented a little tent. And it's one of those ones. It's not quite glamping, but you're not super roughing it.
Yeah.
So there's other permanent tents around where we were, and. Taz went ahead to get our spot and sort of get it ready while the rest of us loaded our gear, because it's on an island, so your stuff comes on a ferry and then on a truck. And so we were waiting for all the stuff to – all our supplies for the weekend. She said, I'll go ahead. And she sent me a text message just saying, oh, there's a really loud drunk guy in like the next tent.
Yeah.
He's just sitting outside and just being rowdy, just warning you. So we got there. And he was just being a loud drunk, a bit obnoxious, but just being a bit loud. Then we find out there's, as we're unpacking, there's a woman in the tent, and she and he start just, you know, he's just being a dickhead.
Yeah.
Just being a dickhead. Just kind of, yeah, well, you and this and what have you. So I went to the park ranger. And I said, look, the guy in the next tent is just being a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
He's really, really drunk and just sort of yelling stuff out to the woman in the tent. I don't know if there's anything you can do about it. I don't know if you can kick him out. It's not, you know, we're on an island, but
sure.
Just, you know. And the ranger, who's just a young guy, said, look, I don't know. Here's the phone number for the local sheriff. I'm about to knock off because it's, you know, it's getting to nighttime. If anything happens, look, here's a number. If there's any more trouble, you know.
Copy that.
So he's just gone, nah, man, I'm clocking off. So he went back and that was kind of it until later on the night it starts to escalate, right? They're inside the tent and then we hear this commotion and he says something very threatening to her and then we hear a scream and a crash. Before I know it, I'm not even thinking. I've leapt up to their tent and just rushed in. And he's standing up. She's like seated on the bed and he's standing over and just basically threatening her. So I've just grabbed him and pushed him. And
Rove.
I've said, but I have no confidence in my voice. You can't imagine what happens in this situation until you're in it.
Yeah.
Next thing,
and you're
just
filled with adrenaline.
Yeah. I didn't even think. I just leapt up.
Yeah.
So I'm in there just suddenly going, well, now what? I hadn't planned anything. So I've got one hand out to the right, like a police officer saying, stop traffic to him, like, don't you go any further. And I'm looking at her and saying, are you okay? And she said, it's all right, I'm fine. I'm saying, no, are you okay? And then he's gone, she just, don't worry about it. I said, you, stop. And then But my voice is like this, you stop. Like, I can hear my voice cracking as I'm like, what am I doing? What have I found myself in? So she's on the bed, he's standing up. So I've just said, right, are you okay? So just took assessment of the situation. She seemed like she was okay. Maybe he just shoved her or something, but there was a clatter. Mm. It didn't seem there was anything else going on. And she's saying, I'm all right, I'm all right. Now, I know in this sort of situation, that is a person's normal response. There's nothing going on. It's all fine. But I'm aware that there's a situation here and it could escalate. And certainly I don't want to just go, okay, well, we'll leave. So I didn't know what to do. And so I just said to him, look, we heard what was going on. Look, unless you want me to call the cops.
Yeah.
Apologize. At the very least, apologize.
You're like a little mediator.
I heard you said there's nothing going on. I heard you threaten her, so apologize. And he's going, you don't even tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, apologize. And I heard my voice break when I said, you apologize to her. Or I said, or what? So I said, or I'm calling the cops. I've got the number of the sheriff and I'm going to give him a call. And he wouldn't do it. So I said, that's it. So I've called the cops. And they turned up and then they took him and cuffed him and took him away.
Rove McManus, everyone.
Next day, we've gone back to our office. We're back on the Monday. We're back at and the woman thanked me afterwards. But I also understand that in that situation, you know, it's domestic violence.
Yeah, absolutely.
That the next day, like he gets locked up overnight to sober up. The next day, he gets mad again. You made someone call the cops on me. Like, I know that sometimes you don't want to bring on a stranger to say, hey, stop this, because it can make matters worse. But anyway, the thing is, the next, like, Monday when we're back in at the office, I've got him. My brother is already there. He's already told the story. And all our American friends are like, oh, my God. And I'm like, no, well, I just did what I think any good, normal person should do.
Absolutely.
And they went, no, we're Americans. He could have had a gun and shot you. And I went, oh, yeah. I'm glad we didn't have this conversation before I went camping.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
So that's probably the only time I felt like I had the little S on my chest and a tiny little cape and I lived the dream of being a hero.
At least you weren't shot and you did the right thing.
Bullets do not bounce off my chest.
There you go.
So it's not donating sperm.
But it's still a superhero story.
It's my little superhero story.
It's still a superhero story. That's all I'm saying.
We've got a wonderful show for you today. We have, listening to it back, because we recorded this one ages ago. I think we even mentioned it, Hugo Weaving and Rachel Griffiths. But listening to it back, it's fun.
It is a really fun interview.
People in junket mode, it can go one of two ways. I think we got the good way today. And something else I wanted to mention. Oh, of course, Sam, you're bloody nailing it. You and Cody, man, doing this dating thing, it is just 42 different flavours of hilarious.
Oh, thanks, Rove.
So
we had a lot of fun. The boys were fantastic. They were really, really good dudes.
I would say head to our website, but you might be listening to this in Adelaide and don't know what that means. Plus, technically, it doesn't really work. So go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
At Rove and Sam is the best place to go to watch the clips. Very, very funny.
Thank you.
That's it. Peace. Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Rove and Sam.
Sam, yesterday we were talking about something, and to be honest, we're not really sure what it was.
Yeah, we've been trying to wrap our heads around what were we talking about when this random thing came out of my mouth.
And that random thing was this.
When I was a kid, I was talking so much, I was driving my mum insane. She put duct tape on my mouth. It sounds really bad now I'm saying it out loud.
No, it doesn't. It was a different time.
But it was a different time.
Exactly. It was a different time, Sam.
It was. You know what? Believe it or not, guys, I was a very annoying child.
Oh, come now.
And I spoke a lot, and I'm one of six kids, and I wanted, you know, I just wanted to be the apple in my mum's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't really work out very well because she just thought I was really annoying, and she would laugh at just how much I could talk. And then 6 9 weekdays, Mum. She doesn't listen to the show, but she put duct tape on my mouth because she's just like, "Shut up, you're driving me insane."
Right.
But like back in the day, no dramas. We laugh about it now because we're like, you know, it sounds really bad.
We've all had it. And probably something you went through, I think, to say, you know, if you're a parent now and to say, oh, yeah, well, I used to do this with my kid. Maybe it was not that long ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, 13, 10, 60. what did you used to get away with back in the day? And maybe it's not even just being a parent. I remember as kids, we could climb in drains.
Oh.
Like there was a series of like stormwater drains that you could climb. You could walk from one and the dare was, could you make it all the way to the next street where the drain would come out where my cousins lived? And we would climb through the drains out the other side.
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, and then I remember the time when the council came and put big mesh grates so that you can't climb in. Such a sad day. But we could get away with climbing with drains.
You could do whatever you wanted.
Now, I've been doing a bit of, if you've been listening to the show this morning, been mentioning being in the boot of a car. When I was a kid, my dad, as a reward, as a prize, if you were good, please, Dad, please, 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 when we go to fill up the car at the service station, can you put us in the boot of the car? Only if you're good. If you keep mucking around and you keep jumping up and down, even though I've put the tape on your mouth. Yes. So if we were good, we could get in the boot of the car. I remember once, and you imagine what this must have been like. Dad pulls up at the service station. He opens the boot, not just me, but my two older sisters, three kids, one, and he doesn't work at a circus. We're not tiny clowns getting out the boot of the car. And there was one time where because I was at the time the only boy was like, okay, you can, on the drive home, you can sit, I'm not joking, on the bonnet of the car. I sat, when we got to the end of our street, I sat on the front of the car and waved like I was in a pageant to nobody. Living the dream, guys. Living the dream. Now, all of this, very illegal now, probably technically very illegal back then. I don't know. But here I am to tell the story.
Exactly.
What did you used to get away with back in the day? 13 10 60. We'd love to hear from you.
Rove and Sam.
Rick from Mount Druitt. Good morning.
Morning, Rove and Sam.
Oh, are you Rick?
Rick, you're fun. What did you used to get away with?
We used, well, cousins and myself, we used to get away sitting in the tray of a ute going from our house to theirs.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
mate,
fun.
When I was a kid, there was still, like, it was early days of the suburb we were living in, so it was a lot of bush around, one of those sort of places. And there was one person who had a Jeep, and they would pick all the kids up from school, and we would go, as we said, bush bashing in the back of the ute. It was great, Rick.
Fun.
I love it.
Gabby and Elwood, good morning.
Good morning, Rev and Sam.
What did you used to get away with back in the day?
My dad used to play this game with me and my brother. He'd give us lollies for whoever could hold on to the electric fence for the longest and withstand the pain.
How'd you do, Gabby?
I'd be crying, but I'd always win because I just wanted the lollies that badly.
Now, have you lost your sense of smell or something, Gabby? Have there been any ill side effects?
Oh, a couple of twitches here and there,
sure.
But you get used to it.
But man, that lolly tasted good. Tasted sweeter than ever.
Absolutely.
I really enjoy that one. Thank you, Gabby. Shaz, good morning.
So just quickly, the thing is, you don't have to do it.
No,
I
know.
He can tell you to do it. You don't have to hang on. Oh, Gabby, beautiful.
Shaz, what did you used to get away with back in the day?
Hi, guys. Well, my older sibling and I used to watch a lot of cartoons together, and he'd show me some of the naughty ones where they swear a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, then I started picking up on their words and started swearing. And every time I did, my parents would wash my mouth out with soap.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was doing it so often, they'd be doing it every day.
That's a classic one.
I remember getting threatened with that and not actually knowing what it was. Like, just go, how does that work? And then the day it happened, oh, wow.
The same.
Pretty foul.
I called my sister a B-I-T-C-H.
Uh-huh.
When I was little, Mum goes, that's it, in the bathroom. Washed out with soap and water, guys. I'm like, oh, wow, it was a real thing.
And look, you know.
I was trying to call her bluff.
Nowadays, soap's a lot better. You get those really artisan ones from like a craft market or something. You know, kids nowadays, they probably would really want it. They're very healthy.
I know,
it's all
right?
Made from fruit, isn't it? Fruit
I was a really fantastic child. Megan from the country. Guys, don't ask where, just the country if anyone asks.
I can hear birds. Of course she's in the country.
Mate,
hi,
that's
Megan.
Country.
Hi, how are you going? Good morning.
Megan. So, Megan, what did you or your parents, whoever, used to get away with back in the day?
Well, it was my parents. My sister and I used to share a room, and some nights we would, you know, get the giggles and be naughty girls and talk and have pillow fights, and my mum and dad would want us to go to sleep, and so they'd say, if you're going to play, go outside. So they would send us outside and lock us outside for hours. And we'd be knocking on the door saying, no, we'll go to bed, please, losing, it's freezing. And they're like, no, you wouldn't go to bed when you were told you want to play. Now get out.
I think that is brilliant. So it's freezing cold, it's nighttime. Too bad, girls. You want to giggle? You don't want to go to sleep? Play outside.
Fun game. All I can think of now is that Japanese kid whose parents punished him for being a bit of a little bugger on a hike, and then went, right, you can, we're going to walk ahead, and then he went missing for like 4 days. Not longer than that, I was getting close to a week, 2 weeks. Oh, boy.
Rope and Sam. Two of Australia's finest actors, Rachel Griffiths and Hugo Weaving, chat to us about their starring roles in the new Mel Gibson movie, Hacksaw Ridge. In the movie, we follow the real-life story of Desmond T. Doss, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor despite refusing to bear arms during World War II. I must admit I misread that earlier and thought this was a movie about a man who refused to arm bears, which makes a lot of sense to me. Imagine bears with guns. You'd never go near the honeypot again.
Rachel Griffiths, Hugo Weaving, thank you very much for joining us. Before we get started, Sam, you have noticed and appreciated tan.
Yeah, Rachel's got fantastic...
Hugo? Oh, no.
Rachel, my tan.
Fantastic, yep, tan. Right.
Not my tan, Rachel's tan.
Hugo, do you tan?
No.
I'm trying to imagine you at the beach. I don't know if I can. Don't,
I think it's a fantastic image.
Don't stop try right and imagine there. Me at the beach. I used to go to the beach a lot. I don't know why I don't go to the beach anymore.
You must do.
You don't pop down I to, do. I down to wait a minute, dive wait a minute. For a
I go. I do. I go to you. The beach a couple of times a summer.
Well,
but
now
I
you're
used to
your
go
story.
Much more than that. We used to take our kids down to the beach a lot. Now that they're older, we don't do that.
But so when they're a bit older, they'll take you.
That's
come
right.
On, come on, Dad. We're going down to the Bondi.
No, no,
Bondi
will
be the Bondi since 2017.
I don't like
when I was a boy, parking was only $7.60.
There's a monorail now, Dad. It's okay.
Well, the film is absolutely incredible, and it's received a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival, which is incredible. Is it one of those things that when Mel Gibson, he's directing a film, is it an automatic yes?
No, I don't think so. I think that was obviously a major draw, a card.
If he was offered my role, he probably would have said no.
Yeah, I think that's
but
right.
If I was offered
there are some things
role,
where
I would
you
have
go,
said yes faster.
Mel, I know you want me to play Bertha Doss, but perhaps not.
Perhaps not.
Yeah.
How is it that we've gotten away with a wonderful movie, a brilliant story that I had never been aware of.
Sorry, butt comment?
But you guys are in it. No. But we've got a Brit playing the lead. We're surrounded by wonderful Australian talent shot here in Australia. How did you guys get away with this? We've got Vince Vaughn, granted.
Yeah, Vince is pretty much the only American in the picture, actually. And the crew's all Australian.
Well, we've been practising for a long time.
Yeah.
But I have to say, it is a good point you raised because the wonderful thing about the boys in the film is they're not all from one place. So you had all these Aussies doing accents from all over the shop.
Yeah.
Which is very difficult to do because if you go to Boston, it's easy to shoot Boston because you just pretend you're in Boston and you do a stupid accent the entire time that you're there. But to go to Richmond and put on a Boston accent whilst acting with people doing all these other accents.
Can you do a Boston? I like that. You got to pack the car. Is that kind of it?
When I played Johnny Depp's mother, the other improbable, because now I'm Spider-Man's mother, I played Boston. I was like, you're an enormous humiliation. And you can actually buy that as a phone thing. I was with someone one day and the phone started ringing and they had, you're an enormous humiliation. It's me doing my Boston voice.
That's like, how you know you've made it.
That is creepy.
Now, are you guys more inclined, you know, it's a true story. Do you think you naturally appeal more to true stories?
No, they're often terrible.
No, whatever. No, whatever. Look, I love doing stories from real events or completely fantastical things. Depends on the people and the story and the storytelling, the quality of the storytelling, really.
I would do Bananas in Pyjamas, the movie.
Oh, my God.
And I'd really, really like to do that.
I would like you two to audition for it right now with a bit of
B2.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, B1.
Okay.
I get it.
I'm inside a B-suit.
Yeah, me too.
You can't see me.
Stop talking. Talk to the
You have to imagine.
Are you thinking what she's thinking, B1? They're nodding.
They're nodding.
Beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
Fantastic.
Sorry, I'm tearing up. This is a beautiful moment. The Bananas in Pyjamas feature film is in pre-production now. But right now,
we're shooting.
Rachel Griffiths, Hugo Weaving. Thank you very, very
much.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
I look forward to that Bananas in Pyjamas movie.
Yep.
But, of course, Hacksaw Ridge opens today.
Very exciting. Go and check it out,
it's
guys.
It's very, very good. A stellar Australian cast. Mel Gibson, behind the lens. Go see this one. It opens today.
Roden Sam.
Look, there's a study that's been brought out about the contraceptive for men. Now, granted, this is a topic that has been brought up before, but there's a new one that they're saying it's based off hormones. Hormones.
But hormones, guys.
It's going to deal with your hormones.
You sound like Lindsay Lohan.
But a lot of blokes are saying, I won't do it, because it will bring on mood disorders, mood swings, and guys don't want that.
Oh, poor little bubby guys. What, they don't want to have some mood swings?
So there was an actual...
A little bit upset with it?
There was an actual clinical study, and only 6% of the men stuck with it. They dropped out because they just went, I don't like how I feel.
Oh, what happens to us when the moon's full, guys?
Well, what does happen?
I turn grey.
Oh, my God.
It's a really fun time.
I think ultimately men... I mean, imagine it would be like dealing with a guy who has the man flu 24/7.
Exactly.
Wouldn't
you know
it
what?
Be?
Exactly. But
I'm having a rough day and I need to be looked after. You know what? I think this is a good idea. I really like it. I would have an excuse to have to be cared for 24/7.
Us strong females, we have PMS, which is pretty much exactly the same thing, once a month.
And we're really good about
it. For a whole week.
And
no,
guys are
you're
really,
not.
Yes, we are.
They're like, oh, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it.
I would love
my girlfriend's
you to
bring, going crazy.
Hey, I've got birth control mood swings.
Sound the
Where's
same?
My chocolate and hot water bottle, huh?
Mate, I never get chocolate and I never get a bloody hot water bottle either. I get some Panadol, zip it, catch it later, champion.
Sam, are you mood swinging now?
Yes, guys. And for the record, it is that time of the month. And I'm not on the contraceptive pill because I don't want to change my body. Because I'm being a dude here. But,
okay.
You know, your body goes all funny and wishy-washy. No, thank you.
Is that what would happen with us?
Well,
I think the bigger problem is you couldn't trust a guy to do it. You know, a guy is okay with the idea of I have to buy, like, a packet of condoms.
Oh, I've got to put a franger on?
Yeah, if there's a chance, you know, that...
Who calls it a franger? 131062 calls
it was that
it
guy
franger?
Mike the other day? I was just like, guys, I'm just bringing up about the condoms. What about him? Where's him?
Franger or dinger, guys? Which
but if a guy thinks sex is on the horizon in the next calendar year, he's got a condom on standby somewhere, right?
Not if you're in our household, right, Sasha?
But I reckon if he has to take the pill every day, I don't reckon he'd be any good at it. You'd be like ready to go and he's like, so you'd be like, so have you taken the pill? He'd be like, oh, yes. Really? You took the pill? Yeah, lots. Heaps pills. Took heaps of all the pill.
Oh.
Took all of it. Really? Okay, so let's go for it then. We can have unprotected sex and not get pregnant. Yeah, we can. I'm ready to go. You know what? I'm going to go have a drink of water, not to wash anything down. Hang on. Show me the jar of pills. No need. I'm ready to go. I'm safe.
They come back in with a plastic bag over it going, just in case.
She'll never notice.
Rove and Sam.
What's Rove doing to Taz?
Oh, God.
Guys, it's back by popular demand.
We love this segment.
Oh, it is quite genuinely my favourite segment.
So 131060, there is a SodaStream machine available.
Oh, sexy.
To whoever can guess what I am doing to my wife. Listen closely.
I can't predict what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, baby.
Pretty big. I don't know if
Why
I can
don't you
do
get
it.
The thing that's got the handles on it, baby?
Well, because I reckon this is going to be better.
Oh.
I can't do it.
The more you sort of go in and out like that, it's.
But I want it to go up a bit.
Oh, God! No. Okay, I'll split my severe stitches.
Okay.
Oh, stitches.
The stitches.
Oh, I need an update on that. But Fern Party, our all time favourite caller. Hey, Fern.
Hey, Sam. How are you? Hey, Rove. How are you?
I'm very good, Fern. What do you think I'm doing to my missus?
I think you're pulling her stitches out or you're taking her stitches out.
Oh. I'm sorry, Fern. I hate to give you the aggressive buzz. You know that. look, no, I will give a clue. The stitches were still in and stayed in. It was more her reaction was going to make her pop her stitches. And in that moment, she was going to start laughing. and she was worried that if she smiled too much. The stitches came out yesterday, though, Fern. 14 in there. Very honest.
Oh, well. Change the dressing then.
Thank you, Fern. See you in the chitty chat.
Thanks, Fern. Leanne in Strathfield. Good morning, Leanne.
Oh, good morning. How lovely to talk to you, beautiful people.
Oh, how lovely to speak to you, Leanne.
Thank you. Leanne. Look, I think I'm probably wrong.
Oh, Leanne,
come on.
I'm
going to give it a shot.
Yes, Leanne.
I'm going to give it a shot.
In it to win it.
I am. I want a soda stream. I think you might be trying to brush your wife's teeth. Is that bizarre?
It's not bizarre. Okay. I like the guess, though.
Yeah.
Look, I'll give another little hint. It's something a little scarier than that, if I can. It's something that she doesn't want to do, never likes to do, is a little too scared to do, and it was up to me to try to do it.
Jared, good morning. Hey, Jared.
Hi.
Hey, Jared, how are you?
Hey, cutie. What do you think's happening?
I think you guys are putting together some furniture from IKEA.
Oh, mate, I like where your mind's going. I can't aggressively buzz.
Don't aggressively. Jared,
rules.
I apologise, cutie patootie.
We're not putting together furniture. It is something that even, I was starting to get a bit nervous about doing too. Something that, yes. She has a bit of a phobia about. It's up to me to do the job. And even I was a bit nervous.
Maddie from Epping. Good morning, Maddie.
Hi. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Lovely. Now, what do you think that Rove's doing to Taz?
I'm kind of taking it back now that he's saying he was scared to do it and it's a phobia. But I initially thought you were pulling up a zipper, like on a dress or something.
Oh, yeah. I can understand.
No, Maddie. I'm afraid you're incorrect.
Aggressive
but...
buzz.
Yes, of course. I know. I apologise. I have no
control. We need to get a less aggressive.
Just a little.
Oh, just a Family Feud style. Boom, boom.
Yep.
Or we could just say, no, I'm afraid you're wrong, Maddie. No, I don't think anyone got it. I've even got a text message from Larry Emder. He can't even take a guess.
Oh, hi, Larry. Still think you're hot.
He wants in, but he just can't even think of what it could be. All right. Well, the soda stream goes to us, I guess.
What was it, Rove?
The big reveal. Okay. It was a huntsman spider that was very big.
Yeah.
And I had a takeaway food container that I was trying to trap it in. My wife was so terrified. She was trying to climb up on a chair like an old school cartoon character. And, yes, was worried that laughing and screaming was going to split her stitches. Here it is in its entirety.
I can't predict what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, baby.
It's enormous. Pretty big. I don't know if
Why
I
don't you get
it.
The thing that's got the handles on it, baby?
Well, because I reckon this is going to be better.
Oh.
I can't do it.
The more you sort of go in and out like that, it's...
But I want it to go up a bit.
Oh, God! No. Okay, I'll split my severe stitches.
Guys, so that was this edition of...
What's Rove doing to Taz?
Oh, God.
Rove and Sam.
Guys, this week I have been taking over our producer Cody's love life because I'm an expert and I'm a good friend. Mm. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to help her out because she's desperate and lonely and she needs a boyfriend.
She should be doing better than she is.
Exactly. And look, she's smart. She's talented. Is she? But she's not very stylish. So I got her properly styled by a professional for this date.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing a ball gown because that makes sense.
Look great on our Instagram account if you missed it.
Absolutely. I handpicked two very handsome, very lovely and funny gentlemen.
And very tall. It was all over the news
very
yesterday.
Tall. Mitch and Alec. And yesterday she went on her dates. And you know what? There was a little bit of a twist. First date she went on was with Mitch. And this is how it went down. All right, Codes, well, you're looking great in your ball gown, I must say.
Thank you.
Do you feel like a bit of a twat?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, listen to my instructions. You have to do every single thing that I say.
Okay.
So your first date is with Mitch.
Hi, I'm Mitch.
I'm really looking forward to my date with Cody.
I guess the way I'd win her over would be making her laugh, making me laugh, just chilling out.
Hello.
How are you?
You got me a drink.
Yes.
Thanks.
Does it have alcohol in it?
Does it have alcohol in it?
No.
I like getting smashed on first dates.
I just really like getting smashed on first dates.
Are you a big drinker?
Are you a big drinker?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I like getting smashed, just told you.
Have you ever done a shot off a stripper's tits?
Have you ever done like a shot off like a stripper's tits or anything?
No.
Do you prefer G-strings or panties?
So do you prefer like a G-string or like full panties?
Probably a G-string.
Yeah, I don't mind a G-string.
So I'm wearing one right now.
Like, I'm wearing one right now. Maybe you can see it later.
Oh, lovely.
Take a sip of your drink, but suck the straw quite sexy. Do you find this hot?
Do you think it's hot when I do this?
A little bit.
So do you think my boobs look fantastic in this?
Do you think my boobs look, like, all right in this?
Yeah, they're a bit covered.
A little bit covered?
Yeah.
Say, oh, you sleaze?
It's a bit sleazy. Are you imagining them, like, great?
Oh, yeah, they're great, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Rub them quite sexually.
So they've got beads and stuff on them?
Yeah, I can see the beads.
You can see the beads?
Yeah.
Are you looking? You're not really looking.
Oh, well, I had a glance.
Why do you feel so uncomfortable
right
now?
Why do you feel uncomfortable that I'm touching my boobs? You don't like it?
No, it's all right. It's just...
Don't be uncomfortable. It's just boobs.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's been great, Mitch.
Yeah.
I might talk to you later.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God. Mitch. Mitch was such a good sport. He was a legend. He was so funny. Now, and he just went along for the ride. And, you know, he had a bit of fun.
Now, there's one thing for you to be talking in Cody's ear with an earpiece and telling her what to say.
Yeah.
And her saying it. It's another thing for her to then add to it.
Mate, she was improvising. She was being a really good sport.
Wow.
Getting a bit creative.
So that's Mitch.
So that was her date with Mitch. And Mitch was such a superstar. I loved it. So... now we're going to play Cody dating Alec, but don't forget, guys, I am in Cody's ear feeding her lines just to try and make her seem as creepy as possible, and this is how it went down.
Hey, I'm Alec. I'm just going to be myself on this date and hopefully Cody likes what she sees.
Hello.
How you going?
So you've got beautiful eyes.
You've got beautiful eyes.
Say, so I really like thumbs too.
I like thumbs too, and you've got some good thumbs.
Thumbs.
Say, thumbs are so hot.
Like, they're just kind of hot. They kind of look like a toe, but, like, they're a finger.
Wow.
Change your relationship status on Facebook.
Change your relationship status on Facebook.
To
in a relationship
widow?
With Cody
in
Jones.
In a relationship. No, with me, because having such a great time.
Oh.
Let's take a selfie together and I'll put it on Facebook.
Do you want to take a picture? I'll put it on Facebook.
Wrap your arms around him and make sure you look like a real couple.
Just going to put my arms around you here so like we
squeeze
look like
in,
a real
squeeze
couple.
Squeeze in, squeeze in.
Cute.
Then kiss him on the cheek for another photo. Cody, I can tell you're not kissing him on the cheek.
One more, bring it in.
Yeah, that's good.
Cute, look at us.
Mwah. Do you like budgie smugglers?
What about budgie smugglers? Do you like them? You got them on.
I do have them on.
Take off your shorts and show me.
Yeah, maybe take off your shorts just a little bit
and
show me.
And then say, oh, my God, it's so cute.
Oh, my God, it's so cute.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, I love your bum. I just want to smoosh it.
I love your bum. I just want to smoosh it.
And go. Do you think that a snob would be wearing a ball gown at a pizza place?
Do you think a snob would wear a ball gown to a pizza place?
Depends. Could be your grandmother's.
Well, my grandma died. Thanks, prick.
My grandma's dead. Thanks, prick.
I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
That's okay. She was a bitch anyway.
She was a bit of a bitch anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To be a bit of a snob like you.
I'm not a snob.
Get really offended. Snob. Get really...
You're
stop smiling,
are.
Cody. Get
I'm
really
no,
offended.
I'm not a snob. That's really rude.
Take the pizza and leave.
Yeah. I'm just actually, like, really offended by it. Taking my pizza and going.
I'm going to eat it in the toilet.
I'm going to eat it in the toilet. Better yeah. than here with you.
Yeah.
Bye.
What have you done?
What Guys, I'm a genius. Done? That's what? But a huge cow. Thank you to the Bavarian Beer Cafe in World Square for hosting the dates. Cody, she joins us live in the studio. Cody, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
So it seems like it went really well.
Yeah, the poor dudes. They didn't know what to do.
They were seriously incredible. Mitch and Alec, they were superstars.
Bravo, gents.
Seriously, yeah. They were really good guys. They were just having a good time. Loved the dates, I think. But Cody, obviously, you know, you can only take one to the finale.
Yeah.
So who are you going to choose for your final rose?
Oh, look, they were both right. like really, really lovely and super good sports. But I went like, you went pretty hard on Alec.
Don't yeah. go throwing shade at me.
We gave him a really hard time. He was like going red and he could
I
look
know.
Me in the eye and it was really awkward.
He was
so beautiful.
He, remember, this Alec's the one who cried during the movie Inside Out.
Yeah, I thought he was going to bloody cry on the date. He
sensitive
so
new age guy, guys.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick Alec.
Alec, congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations, Alec.
We have to
well,
farewell Mitch.
We do have to farewell Mitch. And, you know, we did speak to the guys after the date to see how it went. And now considering you've taken Alec, let's see what Mitch had to say on the final elimination.
That was the weirdest date I've ever been on. It was inappropriate. There was too much touching. Your straw technique was a bit questionable. Maybe leave that sort of tactic for a later date. Or maybe just not at the dinner table, maybe under the dinner table, but not at it. I wish you all the best in your future endeavours. See you around.
Oh, Mitch, you superstar. I love Mitch, guys.
I love Mitch too. As a fellow wrestling fan, he's even using the term your future endeavours. That's what they say when you get fired from the wrestling.
I think he's brilliant. But tomorrow, live in the studio, we'll be joined by the winner, Alec and Cody. Man. We'll have your post finale interview and let's see.
I hope the paparazzi don't get a hold of these shots.
Exactly, but you can check out the videos. They're very entertaining at todayfm.com.au.
Roven Sam. Constance Hall has carved out a niche for herself as a mummy blogger, and her new book, Like a Queen, is set to be the modern-day Bible for unconventional mothers all over the world. Constance once described parental sex as 3.5 minutes you get in between changing nappies and making food. 3.5 minutes? Wow! Imagine having enough time to do it 3 times. That's amazing.
Constance Hall, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You have found that, you know, I'm sure like a lot of people, you've blogged about your life as a parent. Mm-hmm. What is it about you that's tipped you into the stratosphere that you are as a bit of a go-to for people?
Well, that's funny because I don't ever tell anyone to go to me for any advice at all. Possibly the reason that people are relating to me so much is because I'm not trying to sell them anything. I'm not trying to prove that I am the guru. I think a lot of my posts are like that people feel like they've just got something, just like the bad sex that we're all having. Everybody's like making themselves feel really bad, like, oh my God, I'm the only one who's like a dud root. But like, no. And then when they read that post, they all went, oh wow, we're all having bad sex. That's awesome. Cool. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's actually okay to live this like mediocre.
Have you ever found that people disagree?
Oh, absolutely.
With what you say.
Yeah, all the time.
And then how do you deal with the negativity that comes with?
Well, that's tough because I am probably not the best person to coach people on dealing with negativity because I still have those like, they just told me like, they, you know, people say the worst things about me. She's so fat. She's so rank. She swears so much. She's an alcoholic. All these things that I'm really cool with being. But I do, yeah, so sometimes I feel like I need to be around really cool chicks. So. Yeah. There was recently a group of people that was 700 people in a group that was all about hating me.
Oh.
And Facebook pulled it down for me because, like, I was just like,
that's
not
just
okay.
Bullying.
Yeah. And usually I'm pretty cool about that kind of stuff because I have no respect for trolls at all. So I was just like, whatever.
Does the negativity weigh on you at all?
Yeah, usually it doesn't weigh on me because I have no, like, time for those people. Some little really personal things do. I don't think people need to get so personal. And, like, yesterday I had women bawling their eyes out telling me that they had decided to commit suicide because her, like, husband was having this. They were going through this really horrible time. They had no children. And they decided not to because of the community that we've created and a world where it's okay to be failing. And so I just thought, you know what, we're doing something so powerful here. I'm not going to let them have it because it's very easy to just turn off the internet and go, nah, not doing it. My psych told me to do that. She was like, can you just get off the internet? And I was like, sure. And 3 minutes later, I'm like, status updated, God, my psych.
Yeah. Now, you talk about your husband, Bill, a lot, and sometimes it's not always in the positive light or any story that you have to tell, he's going to get dragged into. So as much as he can be your biggest supporter, are there times where he has said, this is the line in the sand?
Oh, some boundaries.
Yeah, he throws it back in my face every time we have a fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you, your Facebook telling everyone...
Yeah, just go just get better at sex, yeah. And I won't have to.
Exactly. My book is pretty personal, but he had to approve everything that was written about him. And, yeah, I always wait until the fight's settled because sometimes, you know, when you're really angry and you just, like, want to go and text all your friends, or you do text all your friends.
Yeah.
And, like, Bill and all of my friends' husbands actually always joking and they're always going, like, we haven't even finished arguing and I hear the tap, 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 tap.
And then he said this.
Yeah, exactly. And your friends are just going, oh, my God, he's horrendous.
Ashton Kutcher actually shared one of your posts before. Did you just lose your mind when Ashton did that?
He's done a couple. And people always go to me, well, Ashton loves you. And I'm like, I'm too smart to think that Ashton loves me. Like, I know he's got, like, publicists. Assistant that's probably doing it, but it still makes me feel good. I'm still like,
fantastic.
Ashton thinks I'm hot. Like, we can just accept that fact.
Don't
and
let
move
the facts
on.
Get in the way.
Exactly.
Well, Constance Hall's book, Like a Queen, is available now. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for so having much. Me. Thanks, guys.
Roven Sam.
131060, we are asking, have you been an IVF donor?
That's exactly right. Yesterday, we spoke to an IVF expert who, you know, does all the scientific side of it, but then we wanted to hear from the people who obviously have experienced this or donated their sperm or eggs.
Absolutely. His name is Dr. David Knight. And sure, he's the guy, he's the cook.
Yep.
But who gives him the ingredients? people like this.
Exactly. Jack in Penrith has called in. Hi, Jack.
How are we going?
Very well. Thank you, Jack. Now, have you donated your sperm?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And what's the story? Like, did you know the people or did you...
No, it's completely anonymous.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure you probably could do it if you knew the people, but the way I did it, it's completely anonymous. And
so what was your motivation, Jack?
I had selfish reasons to begin with because I'm 34 and I'm single. So first of all, I just wanted to see if I could have kids. But then also I just thought there's married people out there struggling and, you know, they want to fulfill their dream of having a family. And I just wanted to help people fulfill their dream.
Jack,
how are you not with someone? You are a catch. So then what do you do? You go into the clinic and do what needs to be done.
You go into the clinic, you have a couple of meetings first because I think they do like a few health checkups and make sure like everything's A-okay. And then once you do that, you do your deposit, so to speak. And then once you do that, you just... Like, you sit tight and you wait because they'll never tell you, like, the name of the baby or where the baby was born, but they do tell you the month it was born and the gender. So far, I've helped three families.
Oh, that's beautiful,
two girls,
Jack.
And a boy.
Oh, wow. How does that make you feel to know that they're out there but maybe you would never know who they are?
Look, Rove, when I first found out that the first child was born, like, I can't explain the feeling. Like, I cried on the spot. Aww. I was shocked. I couldn't
believe it. What a beautiful gift to be able to give somebody else, yeah. Jack.
Yeah, it's sensational, mate. I recommend it to people. If you can do it and you can help couples out there fulfill their dream of having a family, why not?
Yeah, good on you, Jack. You're a good man.
Beautiful sentiment, Jack. A great thing. Fantastic. I feel good.
Bringing little miracles into the world.
What a lovely thought. I mean, obviously, a touch of sadness in a way that it's not Jack's own child and that he might never know who this child is,
but he's
any of them.
He's provided three families with a lifetime of happiness. So.
Isn't that fantastic?
And then they have their own bubbies and the bubbies have bubbies and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Great catch up today, Rove.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also awnings and CrimSafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?
Thanks to Winston Blinds, Awnings and CrimSafe, I'm chock full of the energy and I'm ready to zing.